It is time now on High Plains Morning to say hello to TB from HPFB, because we're going to talk about the CSFP. How you doing, Tina?
Good. That's some good alphabet soup there this morning.
Well, thank you. Can you translate what it actually means?
Yes. Good morning. This is Tina Brolin with the High Plains Food Bank, and I am here today to talk a little bit about the CSFP program. That is the Commodity Supplemental Food Program for seniors.
Okay. We've got a event happening tomorrow in Dalhart. Tell us a little bit about what it entails.
Well, tomorrow's event is really cool. It is not actually a distribution tomorrow. It is an enrollment event. And what's happening in Dalhart is the Good Samaritans Dalhart has stepped up, and they're acting as a proxy for the community because they saw a need in the community of seniors who may be homebound or not able to make the trip to Amarillo or where another distribution exists. So the Good Samaritans are encouraging the public to come in. We are tacking on the senior food boxes that are being enrolled for, along with their agency's monthly distribution of food for their pantry, as well as surplus food, which is usually fresh produce and meats.
So to break it down, if you are 60 years or older and have some, you know, difficulty getting out, have some food insecurity, you just got to show up tomorrow. Looks like it's from 9 to 11 a.m. at Good Samaritan in Dalhart, and show a form of ID. Tell them how much you make, and it's just self-declared, and you will be eligible to receive this monthly food box.
Yes, that's correct. And we'll take several different forms of identification, whether that's a driver's license, a birth certificate. We've got a whole list of all the eligible forms of ID on the website. And we found that it was a challenge sometimes for seniors to provide proof of their income. And so thankfully, that requirement has been lifted by the Texas Department of Agriculture. So seniors now may just self-declare their income. And program eligibility is based on the entire household income. So if you're a senior living alone, the monthly income is $313 is a qualifying, weekly income. And it goes up there from there based on the size of your household. But it's a great program, a good box of food. It's $60 to $70 worth of groceries that are really tailored toward the dietary needs of senior citizens. So high in protein, low in sugar. There's canned fruits, vegetables, canned protein, shelf-stable milk, cereal, pastas, beans and rice, all sorts of things to help supplement the senior's diet for that month.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. That sounds kind of like it was named by a federal agency.
It was. It is the largest and most common senior adult feeding program in the nation. It's actually overseen on the state level. So this is in partnership with the Texas Department of Agriculture. And it takes commodities that are readily available off the market and makes them affordable for the state and for food banks to stock up and share these commodities with at-risk seniors. Each month, that box, in addition to all the things I mentioned before, they get the 2-pound commodity cheese. Once they're enrolled, they're good to go. There's only an enrollment verification once a year. We started serving the Texas Panhandle with the CSFP program in October of 2017, and it has steadily grown. Last month was our largest distribution of about 1,200 senior food boxes.
Wow, just in the Dalhart area?
No, that is across the Texas Panhandle. Oh, okay. Right now. We have 13 sites in Amarillo, one in Canyon. There were 5 other rural sites that include Childress, Headley, Toya, Canyon, Pampa, and Borger. And this month, we're excited to be adding Dalhart as well as Wellington.
Wonderful. So, folks, if you are in one of those areas and you have not heard of that, you can always reach out to Tina. Give them your contact information at the High Plains Food Bank.
They can check online at hpfb.org. And, of course, my email address is tina@hpfb.org. Brandon Landelius is the program coordinator. He would be the best contact for this program as well. So you can just call us here at the food bank and and we'll put you in touch with him.
Okay, and Brandon, he is with this CSFP. His number, folks, if you have a pen, is 806-350-1430, and you can always get in touch with anybody at the food bank at hpfb.org. It looks like there's quite a need across the Texas Panhandle. 1 in 7 people face food insecurity?
Yes, and that's the overall number. It's 1 in 7 overall. That includes 1 in 5 children. The senior number is a little harder to get. We know on the state level, it's about 10% of seniors are food insecure, but with our rural area, that number tends to be quite a bit higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, this is going to be tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central in Dalhart at Good Samaritan Dalhart. That's 104 Den Rock. Dalhart, and they're gonna be signing people up. So you won't walk away with your box of food, but you will. The boxes start in when? September.
Yes, they'll start arriving in September. Also, if you know of a homebound senior in the community who is not able to make it out, and it's a family member or a loved one or a neighbor you'd like to help out, all the enrollment information is online. You can actually show up to the site as a proxy and sign up to be their monthly appointed representative to pick up their food box and deliver it to their home.
That's wonderful. So when it starts going in September, it will be a box pickup at Good Samaritan.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Okay, so folks, check this out. Tomorrow, 104 Den Rock in Dalhart. Sign up. If you know someone, encourage them to sign up and go sign up for them if they can't be there. Any questions, just go to hpfb.org. Tina's happy to help. And she's at tina@hpfb.org if you wanted to send her an email. Tina, thank you so much for all that you do. The food bank is just one of the first things I immediately looked up when I moved to this area, and I was just so impressed. You've got such a great staff there, so dedicated to making it a little easier to be in this rural area.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we couldn't do it without the support of the community.
Absolutely.
It takes everyone coming together to take care of our neighbors when they hit hard times.
It's the cowboy way, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Tina. I'm going to play you a song. We've got a song from the Civil Wars. Here's Food Deserts. It's an instrumental.
Yes, very fitting.
It's real haunty. All right, folks, if you're in the Dalhart area, go check it out tomorrow. Here are the Civil Wars and T-Bone Burnett, Food Deserts on High Plains Morning.